on a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning in the Outdoor Living Hour with Farm Fresh Field. What was Farm's
the Farm's Choice.
Field.
It's all natural fertilizer from the Farm's Choice.
But you're like the field.
Oh, I'm a sales rep, sales representative.
All right.
Cover the eastern half of Arizona and south of I-10, so Yuma to Tucson to Wilcox to.
And you'd mentioned going to Globe. Did you get all the way to the east side? Is the Crescent Line open? It seems like it was.
Crescent Line Steakhouse.
Mm-hmm. There's a period of time it was open, then it was closed, and it was open, it was closed.
Actually, drove pretty close to it. Don't know. There's a new, fairly new vineyard. Is who we deliver to, called Wagon Vineyard and Estates in Globe. So be looking for that.
You know? Interesting.
Yeah.
So they got vineyards in Globe now.
I do.
Tell you what, the sides of those tillings.
It's a great, great location for it, I would think. Yeah, with that, like you see them in Europe, planted on the hillsides, and even down in Sonoyta, you know, up and down the slopes, so the cold air drains away and that sort of thing. Should be good.
Hmm. Sure, make it a different aesthetic look than just mining till I,
you know, there's a whole nother option there. They got cattle grazing on some of those old slag piles, you know.
That's what I was looking for. All right. Well, let's get to Darlene and see how we can help her this Saturday morning. Darlene?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Hi, good morning. How are you guys? Thank you for taking my call. The reason I was calling is I have a lemon tree that I planted. It's been about six, going on 7 years, and it's about 6 feet tall. It's green and very perky, but it won't give lemons. And I don't know what I've done wrong.
Well, if it's growing and it's healthy and it's green and it's putting on new foliage, it just may be a matter of age.
Really?
It takes several years to get citrus to produce generally. So, if it's in a good spot and it gets plenty of sunshine, does it bloom?
It gets plenty.
Do you notice
No, it bloomed the first year that I planted it. It was still small. It did give a few flowers, and then after that it was nothing, nothing.
So it doesn't even bloom in the spring.
Doesn't even bloom.
What are you using for fertilizer?
Just regular from Home Depot. I can't even remember the name of it, but it's for citrus.
Is a citrus food. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And you do it a couple, three times a year?
Honestly, not three times. Maybe once, twice max.
Okay,
but I'll start doing it three times.
So Labor Day, Memorial Day, and Valentine's Day.
Oh, okay.
So we're kind of past the Labor Day, but if you hadn't done it in the fall, I would go ahead and do it. And then early in the spring, you know, Valentine's Day be our next one. And then Labor Day at the end of spring or early part of summer. So three times a year. Follow directions on how much. Don't overdo it. Don't try and play catch up, okay, because you haven't done it. Just use the recommended amount each time.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. This is the last one, I promise. I do have an avocado tree, and I heard you guys talking about it. I brought it. My mom has a tree in L.A., and I brought the avocado, and we ate it, and I put the bone in water, and it grew. And right now, it's about a foot.
Mm-hmm.
What are my chances? Should I transplant it on the ground or just leave it where I have it in the pot?
I would probably leave it potted now until spring. I don't.
Okay.
The avocado. One of the problems with avocados here is they're not as cold hardy as citrus. So you might want to get it in a pot, move it outside. If it's not outside, maybe in the shade or on the patio, so it starts acclimating. And then early next spring, get it planted.
We appreciate the call, and hopefully that gives you lined out for the weekend or two.
Yeah, she's got to get some feeding done.
And citrus, typically from a 5-gallon starter, it takes a couple years. Citrus doesn't produce growth.
From a 5-gallon, it's going to take, you know, 4 or 5 years probably. Citrus starts producing at about 6 years of age, something like that. But even if you bought a 5 or 6-year-old tree, it takes a couple of years after planting. It just doesn't seem to matter with citrus how big and how old you plant them. It takes a couple of years to start getting a crop.
We appreciate it, and it sounds like you're pretty close, and encourage that bloom. Ours, one spring it was so windy, it seemed like the blooms never weren't even on the tree long enough to
It's interesting because usually lemon tree, if you have a lemon tree, you're trying to give them to everybody in sight. You know, you've got more lemons than you know what to do with. So, that's a kind of an unusual case that lemons are not producing. They're pretty darn vigorous and reliable.
So, all right. Well, good luck, Darlene. Thanks for the call. Let's move to Joan with an open line at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888. Rosie, for you. Go ahead, Joan.
Good morning. We were starting this morning to harvest about half of our sweet potatoes, and all summer they have been beautiful green. In fact, they've overtaken half the yard.
Yeah.
But when we started to dig them up, they're like big, long, skinny carrots. What did we do wrong?
Well, I've never harvested sweet potatoes this early. It's always been closer to Thanksgiving, which is, still a month away. That might or might not make much difference. Too tight a soil would maybe not allow that tuber or root to get as big and plump as it should. Have you grown sweet potatoes there before?
But will in another month, would those big long things really get any bigger? We still have half of them to harvest, but it doesn't appear to me that they're going to change that much.
Well, 30 days can make some difference, but maybe not. Have you grown sweet potatoes there before?
Yes.
Better
success than this. They have never been, the foliage has never been as big and beautiful as it was this year. It just was gorgeous. It was a beautiful ground cover. But
it is, yeah. Do you know if you grew the same variety, or do you have any idea on that, or how did you get your start?
No, we just grew them from slips, by putting
own...
the sweet potato in the water and,
okay.
and getting the slips.
Okay. Well, phosphorus will help with root development, so perhaps next year use a little more maybe bone meal or triple phosphate or something like that in the ground before you plant, and that might help you get some bigger more robust potatoes.
And this is what a lot of people, I think, get discouraged by gardening and planting is you can have a great year and then have a bad year. I mean, there's a reason farmers make a living at it. They're good at it.
Well, and even farmers figure if they
have
one good year out of four or five, actually. So 20% of the time is kind of their... A lot of times their goal is to make money. They need to have about one out of every four or five be a really good year. So, yeah, they have bad years.
And I've done the same thing as you, Joan. We cut a sweet potato in half. We stuck toothpicks in it. We put it in a mason jar. It got roots. We put it in the ground. Had a huge harvest. And that was the first time we ever planted in that spot. I haven't been able to do that again. And that's been probably three seasons.
Well, it just might be that you need to add some phosphorus, for root development in that before you plant again.
The chickens, it's a chicken coop now at that spot.
There you go. Well, move that chicken coop, it'd probably grow some really good sweet potatoes.
That's the plan. They've been there about 2 years now, and the end of next year we'll move it around, that'll go back to the plant garden. Let's get to Rob and Mesa and see how we can help them on Bermuda grass. Good morning, sir.
Morning. My question is, I have my front yard gets probably the first, I don't know, probably till 11 or 11:30 is almost completely shaded by my neighbor's tree. And I had Bermuda grass in there, but I just cannot get it to grow in very thick or hardly at all even. Even if I just water the heck out of it, it just really doesn't grow very well. I tried to overseed it, and it never really took. And I wanted to see if you have any suggestions, or maybe it's time to go to a different grass or to desert landscaping or something like that.
Probably time to grow to a different grass or desert landscaping. If you've got a lot of shade.
Or artificial grass. That might be an application.
Yeah. Shady areas, if you really, artificial turf's not a bad way to go. Thing you might try, if you're going to overseed with winter ryegrass, would be to put some fescue in with that winter ryegrass this fall. Fescue is more heat tolerant than ryegrasses in the shade. It can go through the summer if it's somewhat shaded, so that's an alternative maybe to try this year, is in with your ryegrass, do some fescue. You almost have to do it in the fall, or early winter. If you wait until it's hot, that ryegrass dies. Now you've got no grass there at all. Hard to get fescue to establish in the hot weather.
There's a couple options for you. We appreciate the call. And that is Bermuda's crutch, a shade. You can't hardly kill it once it's there. It just comes out of nowhere. But, man, if it's shaded, it does not like that.
Nope, it sure doesn't.
Mike in Apache Junction, 1-888-767-4348. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good morning, guys. I have a couple of raised planter beds, doing some organic gardening, trying to raise some tomatoes and bell peppers, squash, carrots, and we're having a terrible problem with crickets. And I was wondering if you could help me with anything organic or that would help with the crickets that wouldn't hurt the rabbits and the doves that I have around the area.
Well, you can put out diatomaceous earth. Crickets will crawl through it, and it gets in their joints and crevices and nooks and crannies in their body and kind of slices and dices them, and they, you know, they die of dehydration. You know, if the chicken's pecked at it, it won't hurt them. You know, you want to be careful aspirating it. So with dogs and cats and that, it might be, you can work it into the ground a little bit if you've got pets. Don't just leave it lay on top of the ground. But that'd be the one thing I would give a try to.
Okay. What about doing something about the eggs they're laying currently? Is there anything I can do for that?
I don't know. You know, another thing, try and get some geckos, some lizards, some other, you know, things that will help eat crickets. Unfortunately, usually people that have lots of crickets and things, you know, might end up with scorpions and different things like that because that's what they like to eat. But, man, I don't know how I got them. I didn't put them there, but those band-tailed gecko lizards, I've got hundreds of them. I don't have a cricket anywhere. And I've got lots of dark, shady, wet, landscaped areas. I should have crickets, and I don't.
And is praying mantis something that would eat the smaller eggs? Or
Maybe. I'm not sure. That would be something we'd have to look into. I don't know. I think the diatomaceous earth would definitely, as those eggs hatched out, would be really deadly on the very young, softer-bodied crickets, for sure.
Especially before they can hop
yeah.
over your diatomaceous right barrier line.
For sure.
So, there's a couple options for you. Nurseries in Mesa, A&P's got one way out there east, don't they?
They're out on about Wrecker and Brown, and then they're also in Queen Creek. But, yeah, if he's in far east Mesa, Wrecker and Brown A&P Nursery would work for him. So,
there you go, Mike. We appreciate the call. Let's see. We're going to... can't stop the clock. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back right after this. We've got Roland and Brian online.